أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of taqwa and how important taqwa is when it comes to the sacrificing of the animals, because it is neither the blood nor the meat that reaches Allah, but what reaches Allah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers, monitors and looks at is the level of piety, taqwa, Allah consciousness, sincerity that we have in our heart at the time of performing the act of udhiyah and qurbani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 38, speaks of Allah azza wa jal assistance for the believers and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends those who have brought iman. Now, what is the relevance of this topic to the previous topic? Remember that on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba proceeded towards Makkah al-Mukarramah with the intention of performing Umrah, and they were dressed in the ihram, and there was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of eagerness, a lot of excitement that they were going to perform Umrah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as they approached Hudaybiyah, they were prevented, stopped, and barred from entering the Haram. And this was in the sixth year after Hijrah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed certain ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that occasion. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends those who have brought iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their defender. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their protector. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them from any force or any might that poses any threat to the existence of the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like every treacherous person and every ungrateful person. So they were treacherous. No one was ever prohibited and no one was ever stopped from coming to the Haram, because everyone has equal rights over the Haram. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were prevented and stopped from coming into the Haram, to the point where they had to return to Madinah al-Munawwarah without performing Umrah. And 2 years later, in the eighth year after Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to enter as the conquerors of Makkah al-Mukarramah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ultimately, Allah azza wa jal will allow the believers to emerge as the conquerors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to emerge as the victors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to enjoy success. Now, while they were in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that is before Hijrah, they were a persecuted, oppressed minority. We know the believers. Every single day during that 13 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stay in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they had suffered a great deal of persecution and oppression at the hands of the Quraysh and at the hands of the enemy. But they were never allowed to take up armed resistance. At times, Sahaba expressed the desire to fight and to take up armed resistance against the disbelievers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only encouraged them to persevere, to exercise sabr, to be patient in the face of all those challenges, trials and tribulations. And this continued for the entire duration while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then eventually it became too much for them to bear all the persecution, the punishment, the torture. And then eventually they were permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate to Madinah al-Munawwarah. So they were driven out of Makkah al-Mukarramah because of the persecution and oppression. Then there were those few believers who remained in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and they then became the target of the might and the oppression of the disbelievers in Makkah al-Mukarramah, so they suffered to an even greater extent. When they arrived in Madinah al-Munawwarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now allowed the believers to take up armed resistance against the disbelievers. And this was the first ayah that was revealed, permitting the believers to wage jihad and to take up an armed resistance against the oppression and against the disbelievers for whatever suffering the Muslims had to endure. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Udina lil-ladina yuqatilun." Fighting has been permitted. Fighting has been permitted. Armed resistance has been permitted for those who have been fought. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Because they have been oppressed. They are an oppressed people, and they were oppressed for 13 long years. They persevered. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you'll have to take up an armed resistance against the disbelievers and fight them physically in order for you not to suffer oppression and injustice. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah is powerful enough to give them victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful enough to give the believers victory over the enemy. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones who were driven out of their homes. They were literally driven out of their homes. They were persecuted, punished, to such a point where they had to leave everything behind and leave and migrate to a foreign land, to a foreign country with absolutely nothing. Those who were rich and wealthy in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they arrived in Madinah al-Munawwara as recipients of zakat. They arrived in Madinah al-Munawwara as paupers, as beggars, because they had to sacrifice and leave everything behind and come to Madinah al-Munawwara because of the oppression that they faced over there in Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now the time has come for them to resist the oppression and to fight against the oppression by taking up arms against the disbelievers and the oppressive. So Allah says, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. They are those believers who have been driven out of their homes and taken out of their homes بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, without any valid reason. Without any valid reason at all, إِلَّا أَن يَقُولُوا, except that they said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ أَوْ رَبِّدَ اللَّهِ. This was the only crime that they had committed. They had said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Rabb is Allah, and because of that, they lost everything. وَلَوْلَا تَقْوَى اللَّهِ النَّاسِ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the aspect of jihad. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commit in every ummah, by the way, in every ummah, in every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala committed the taking up of arms against the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has committed armed resistance against the oppressor. Why is that? We find in the Jewish faith, we find in the Christian faith, and here we find now permission is given to the Muslims as they arrive in Madinah to Munawwara to take up an armed resistance against the oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reason. Allah says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not repelled people, بَعْدَهُمْ بِبَعْدٍ, some through others, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not given some people the authority and the power to defend themselves and to take up armed resistance against others, Allah says, what would have happened? لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدٌ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا هَسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. What would have happened had the Muslims not resisted, and the people of the previous times, had they not been given the permission to wage jihad against the infidels and against the oppressors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all monasteries would have been destroyed, churches would have been destroyed, synagogues would have been destroyed, masjids in which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned abundantly would have been destroyed. Meaning if the believers and people of the past, of other faiths and religion, were only told to make sabr, and were only told to persevere, and were never permitted to take up arms against the enemy, then the enemy would have reached such a point in their oppression that they would even destroy the places of worship. So it's all in defense of the religion. It's done in defense of the places of worship. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not given them the right to fight against the oppression and take up armed resistance against the oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they would not even have places of worship left for them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. So Allah azza wa jalla says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly assist, give victory and help those who help Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance is conditional. We must help Allah. How do we help Allah? to help in the deen of Allah. When the believers and when the Muslims, when they would collectively make an effort to help the deen of Allah and to establish the deen of Allah, then in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them. Allah says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And this is as an ummah and also in one's personal life, in your personal capacity as well. If you wish to see the help of Allah, the assistance of Allah, you want nusrah of Allah, then you must establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own life and help the deen of Allah and maintain the commandments of Allah, and in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist you. Inna Allah al-Qawi. One of the attributes of Allah is Allah is Qawi, Allah is powerful. Allah is absolutely powerful, Azim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty. May Allah grant us the Muslims.